the Prophecy Club. I've got an old friend on the phone with me today, Stan Deo. Now, I know a lot of you know that name. Now, if you haven't heard of Stan Deo, let me tell you a little bit about this guy. He held an above top secret security clearance. Yes, I said that right. He held an above top secret security clearance. He worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, specializing in the development of flying saucer technology. So he can really tell you the truth. And he's an expert in advanced propulsion engineering for marine, air, and spacecraft. He's author of two books. We're going to be talking about those. And he's also an amateur archaeologist in the Middle East, which is going to be our topic today. And he has explored some real caves, like with the Indiana Jones guy. We're going to talk about that in the Qumran area of Israel. Now we're going to continue in the topic, oil in Israel, from the last broadcast. And normally there's only so much oil in a particular formation. And when you remove it, it's gone, unless you hit what we call is source oil or unlimited oil. And he said, and that's what you've hit. He said, now, the only thing I can tell you, I'm not going to tell you where it is. I'm not going to tell you how deep it is, but I'm going to say it's over. And he said this one particular area. He said, your big four GPS points. He said, no, that's not it. He says it's over just, and he mentioned a direction from the smaller four GPS points. That's where it is. Now, again, let me say that disclaimer. None of this is intended to offer you any kind of security. This is for entertainment purposes only. Whatever disclaimer I need to say, disclaimer, I say it now. If you are interested in our vision to find oil in Israel, call 877-OIL-ISRAEL, and they will send you out the packet that will explain it to you. 877-OIL-ISRAEL. Other than that, that's all I can say. I do believe that I've found the map and the scripture. When you put those two together, that gives us a very interesting place to look. That's all I'll say. I also believe that I have found a group of four scriptures. When you put them together with the understanding that I have, I believe it gives us a very interesting depth to drill to. That's all I'm going to say. So, Stan, back to you, oil in Israel.
Well, when you put together the current world situation over there with the shortage of oil soon to happen because of the Arab states are going to be writing their contracts in other than U.S. dollars and probably holding back. This is a very key factor in what's coming.
Again, it's been a long time since we've talked, so
You
haven't heard of this. But back on April the 15th of 2002, my wife had a dream, and she was shown that Arafat, there's like 7 points to the dream. The first 2 points was Arafat would go into the hospital. And at that time, April 15th, 2002, he wasn't even allowed outside of his compound. So to put that on the internet, send that out in our newsletter to all of our best supporters, that was a real big step, very dangerous step. Anyway, the Arafat would go into the hospital and die there. 2 years later, he did exactly as she was told.
Right.
Then the next point was that Israel will give the Palestinians a state, but it will be a temporary measure to allow the Israelis time to strengthen their military. Then oil will be discovered in Israel, massive amounts of oil, and this oil will make the Jews willing to fight for their land. And then the final point of the prophecy was that Israel and America will go against most of the rest of the Arab world. Now, what makes sense to me is that first the Palestinians will be given a state, and part of the area that the Jews give the Palestinians is the area, or at least some of the area, that has the massive amounts of oil on it. Then this massive amount of oil is discovered, and at least part of the area that it's discovered in just happens to be some of the land that they just gave to the Palestinians. And it infuriates the Jews because they're saying, these Arabs, they already had plenty of oil. We get a little oil, and now what happened? We have to share that. And so it's a very hot match to start World War III. And I believe that's what will lead to World War III. What do you think?
Well, that's interesting. Now, that was in a dream vision, or?
Yes, sir. There's more. January 22, God spoke audibly to her. Now, Let me just tell you, she doesn't, if I were to ask her to come in here right now and get on the radio, she wouldn't. She doesn't talk about this stuff. She hears and she repeats, and then she is done with it. In other words, she doesn't try to call attention to herself. She doesn't call herself a prophet or none of that stuff. She just hears and she repeats, and that's it. Well, anyway, January 22 of 06, God spoke 7 headlines to her. The first one was audible. She said she heard the other 6 in her heart. Now, this is not the order they were given. This is, in my opinion, the order that they will be fulfilled. However, I want to make it clear, we do not know for certain the exact order that they will be fulfilled.
Right.
1, Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Now, we don't know what Omer is. We don't know if that's counting of the Omer, some guy named Omer. We don't know what Omer is, except it will be Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Next one, catastrophe hits America. Once again, we don't know what the catastrophe is. We don't know if it's an earthquake, a series of explosions, a financial... We don't know what the catastrophe is. But apparently, it really throws the entire nation of America on its knees. With America on its knees, then it makes sense. The next headline is, one of America's greatest times of need. Then number 4 is, Israel refuses help to America. So apparently America on her knees then cries for the other nations to come and help her. And her good friend Israel doesn't come to help her. It's a test. It's a test from the Father to see if we will stand firm to support Israel. And we failed the test. The next headline is, Israel is attacked, America sends troops. In other words, the Arabs see their opportunity with America on her knees to attack and destroy Israel. So they attack Israel, America sends troops, which is the correct thing to do. But here's where we turn our back on Israel. The next headline is, chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel.
Really?
Yes. When we turn our back, that, remember what Dmitry Dudwin was told? The fall of America would start with an internal revolution started by the communists. She said she heard my voice, that's prophecy point number 7, my voice quoting Dmitry Dudeman, quoting what he said. In other words, the fall of America will be Omer ushers in Palestinian state, catastrophe hits America, one of America's greatest times of need, Israel refuses help to America, Israel has attacked America, sends troops, chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel, then the Russians attack in a surprise nuclear attack and defeat America. So the key is to watch for the Palestinian state. When we see that Palestinian state form, then brothers and sisters, the clock has speeded up. Time is just about run out. Okay, let's switch topics. Now, I understand you've written and done some deep research on Daniel. Tell us what you have found about Daniel.
Well, I found that there were 8 verses, and for the life of me, I can't remember why I suddenly decided to go and check these verses out in Hebrew and to try to retranslate them. But in Daniel 2, 41 through 44, and Daniel 11, 36 through 39, now, we do know that the good Lord said, and I think it was our Messiah, Yeshua, that was there standing before Daniel at the end of the book, saying that we're going to seal up this book until the time of the end. And I think that there have been several of us that have found things in the book of Daniel that we've shared with folks in the last 30, 40 years that were kind of sealed until we had the knowledge and the technology we've got now. What I found in those 8 verses was so extraordinary, just unbelievable, that I went over it and over it, and it took me 3 months of checking and rechecking and checking historical documents on it to find that I was correct. And I've put in the book, and it's in the last chapter of the Cosmic Conspiracy. It's called the Final Edition 2010. And I put the Hebrew, actually you can see the Hebrew letters, and I put the English translation from the Hebrew, from the Arabic, from the Chaldean, and even a couple of Sumerian phrases I found. He encoded it very cleverly, or either he did or the good Lord did, but these things had mysteries in them. And in the Daniel 2:41 section...
I've got it here. You want me to read it, and you can just explain it. I'll start reading. You interrupt when you want to talk. Okay, Daniel 2:41. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay...
Now, clay, potter's clay, they translate that as potter's clay. but there were three different words in the writing which were written in Hebrew, but they were actually from other, like Arabic and other words, but they used three different forms of the word clay, totally different. And you had to ask yourself, why in these three, four verses here did they use, why did they use different types of clay? So there's a mystery.
And part of iron, but as there shall be in it of the strength of iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay.
Let me read the retranslation of that without going into all the detail of every word. I'll tell you this. Starting in Daniel 2:41, and whereas you saw the feet and toes, part of fearful, fragile clay, and part of clay smashing iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the clay smashing iron. For as much as you saw the clay smashing iron mixed together by negotiation with the thin, fragile clay of Tinah. Now that's verse 41. Now the clay of Tinah, as I said, there are different types of clay mentioned. Well, the clay of Tinah was one of the harder ones to find, and it came from the Nabataean painted fine wares in the time of Daniel, and they were over on the close to the Mediterranean coast from where he was in Babylon there. And these types of fine painted wares were very thin and strong, but nicely painted and illustrated clay. They were prized, and I think that represents here, like the human, the shell of the human, you know, the spirit, the body that covers the spirit here. We go on to Daniel 42. And as the toes of the feet were part of this clay smashing iron, like a rod that smashes clay, and part of broken shards of clay vessels, so the kingdom shall be partly strong, partly broken. Verse 43. And whereas you saw the clay smashing iron mixed together by negotiation with the thin, fragile clay of Tinah, that's humans, the clay smashing iron regions of the immortal strangers, gods, from the heaven shall be part of the same world kingdom with the regions of the seed of mortal mankind. But these mortals and immortals shall not stick together, even as clay smashing iron is not mixed with the weak, fragile, fodder-like clay of Tinah, which is something to trample underfoot or to scatter or shatter. Verse 44, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall not stand forever. Now, as you recall, in the original copy of this book, Cosmic Conspiracy, there were the Club of Rome maps on page 200 showing the way they wanted to divide the Club of Rome and their masters, the Illuminati, wanted to divide the world up into 10 socioeconomic kingdoms, 10 kingdoms, as spoken of in the prophecies. So I think that what it means here in these four verses that we've translated so far is that there will be 10 global kingdoms, you know, 10 kingdoms on the earth, and each one will have a regional king. North America and Canada will be together, and then, you know, South America and Central America, Mexico will be together. These are all very obvious socioeconomic things. One that kind of surprised me was Israel and Australia being put together in their own little group, rest of the developed markets, Australia, Israel, New Zealand, Oceania, South Africa, and Tasmania. All were in a group to themselves because they would have similar socioeconomic problems. And I don't know whether that's going to be anything to do with what comes, what I'm going to talk about here in 11:36. But now, if you could read Daniel 11:36 through 39, please.
Daniel 11:36, and the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strong holds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him,
said he's going to put himself above every god and the desire of women, and he will not regard any god, but he will magnify himself above all.
Right.
Daniel 11:37. This is particularly interesting because here we have Daniel, who is a very learned scholar, writing three things. Neither shall he regard the god of his fathers, that's thing one, nor the desire of women, that's thing two, nor regard any god, that's thing three. Now, they should all be things of equal kind of nature. In other words, he shall regard oranges, apples, and oranges. He's got regard something to do with the god of his fathers and blank, and not regard any god. So it's got to be something to do with a god in that second part. When I retranslated that and did studies of ancient Hebrew history, it became apparent that what the missing part here, the reason it's been misunderstood, he's not gay. He's not the desire of women that this is talking about, because it has nothing to do with God of fathers or any other god. It is the desire of the Hebrew women was to be the mother of the Messiah, son of God. So when you read that, it becomes, neither shall he regard the god of his fathers, nor the son of God, nor regard any god. Now, when he says there in that same phrase, above every god, you know, or every other god, or any god, it's three words in a code, and they're both two letters long, and they go al, kal, el. They all end in lamed, or the Hebrew letter L, which is stands tall above all the other letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And this is also known as the wisdom letter, or the Trinity. In this case, I think it's the Black Trinity or the Dark Trinity. But the words that are there have numeric values, which are quite interesting, at 150 and 31, and 70, 30, 20, 31, 30. They're all part of a code. And I think there's more to it than I've found so far, but that's the beginning of it. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the god of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is which is decreed shall be done. And now verse 37, neither shall he regard the god of his fathers, nor the son of the god of gods, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. Now 38, but the god of fierce forces in his protected place shall he honor. And a god whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. 39. Thus shall he do in inaccessible fortresses with a hidden, immortal being pretending to be a god whom he shall acknowledge. He shall increase with glory, and he shall make them to rule over the defenders, the earth people, and he shall separate the weak humans by lot in the future. This is talking about an alien god. There is no question about it. It's not a foreign god. It's talking about a being coming with super technology to help the Antichrist, who will rule the world with this technology, in exchange for lands and people. He'll divide the land, he'll divide Israel, but he'll divide the world as well. And certain of these regions that we saw on page 200 of the Cosmic Conspiracy will be, I am sure, under alien control. Well, when I say alien, under Satan and his fallen ones posing as good aliens. This is a deception beyond belief, and there's no wonder it was sealed for so long. There is no question about this.
Stan Deo, do you believe that the deception, where the Bible says that God is going to send a strong delusion so that all those that have not come to the knowledge of the truth would believe the lie and be damned, do you believe that strong delusion has to do with these beings that are coming down and these anti-gravity flying saucers?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Well, now look, it is well known. Reagan talked about it. The Prime Minister of Australia talked about it. Bob Hawke, when he was in power, and other leaders have mentioned this, saying that what the world needs today to bring all these warring nations of the planet together is, well, like an invasion of little green men, so we have a common enemy to fear and fight, forcing us together for a global government out of common need and defense. I wrote about that in The Cosmic Conspiracy long before Bob Hawke said it, and long before Reagan said it. And strangely enough, President Reagan's wife got a copy of the book there in his library, The Cosmic Conspiracy. Prince Charles got one in his library. So we know that the world leaders have read what I've written, and I've also had it confirmed by a high-placed member of President Clinton's cabinet. What I've told you is very much what they want to do. They wanted to form a false flag, if you wish, alien invasion to start with. That was back in the late 40s, early 50s when this was being planned by Dr. Gordon Gray and his group that eventually became the Majestic 12. What they wanted to do was to sequester or hide advanced technology they were developing underground and in various bases that were just inaccessible. You couldn't even see them under polar ice caps and things like that. They wanted to develop this technology and form an alien race and an alien technology, keep it separate from all of our world technologies. This is why a lot of advanced technology has not made it to the public, because it gets swallowed up in this project. But what happened was that after the Roswell event, there was an encounter with the grays, if you wish, the little gray, big black-eyed aliens that had flying saucers and wanted to abduct people and was doing so. So there was a formidable real presence that they hadn't counted on, and they, when they encountered them, then they had to make a deal to let us get technology from them in exchange for them being able to experiment on animals and some people. Very rapidly, this deal went south, and in the late 70s, I was told by the group I worked for, who were part of this cooperating with the technology of the quote-unquote aliens, that the aliens had overthrown most of our bases, if not all of them, and kicked us out. They had us build an industrial complex in these bases, which would allow them to build their own weapons, more advanced than we'd ever thought of, to fight their enemy, which was the Messiah coming and his forces, which we know about. Well, these grays were all the manufactured bio-robots, if you wish, of Satan and his human-like followers who are being cast down to the earth in these days, if they're not already all here hiding somewhere. They are going to make the war with Jesus, but they needed to have technology developed, and they know that as faithful readers of the Bible, Christians and some Jews that are messianic, knew to expect this terrible deception by a bad source. So the little gray critters were created by Satan to be that bad source, to hurt people, to abduct them, to do genetic experiments, to cut animals apart, all this kind of stuff, so that we don't like them. And the good lookalikes, you know, like human lookalikes, but taller and probably more handsome and healthier than we are under Satan, will arrive in their flying saucers and say, and soon, I'm saying even this year or next year, will arrive and say, here we are to help you. We're not going to kill you. We're not going to eat you. We're going to help you get rid of these bad critters, so that it will fulfill prophecy, apparently, because Satan is a great deceiver. It will get rid of the bad guys, and they will be the good guys. And their skin will probably, even in sunlight, look like a thin film of oil and water, kind of iridescent rainbow-like, because of their small scale-like tissue on their hands and their skin all over their body. But they will look like humans. Now, in 1138, but the God of forces, you know, power, forces, weapons, in his estate shall he honor, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. Now, the whom his fathers knew not, if it's a Jewish fellow that's the Antichrist of the time, then it'll be whom, you know, the sons of Israel or the house of Israel didn't know. They only knew the real God of God. Now, if it, I don't know, some other major religion, Islam, that he does, then they didn't know this person either. They only had prophets. So I don't know which God they're talking about, but I suspect that it is Satan posing, like it says, as a God.
Lindsay Williams says that ruling elite think of themselves as gentlemen, and they feel like they have to warn us illiterate common people of what they're going to be doing before they do it. And many times the way they warn them is in movies. Now, I'm specifically talking about these movies about the X-Men, about these mutants that have these amazing powers. It certainly seems to me like they are setting the people of the earth up to accept some kind of a mutant.
Well, it may be so. I know that the movies do tend to condition us toward a particular gate they want everybody to run to. And with the global disaster, you know, 2012, the end of the world, and with Nostradamus-type prophecies, and with alien invaders, and, you know, 4th of July, Independence Day, where they came and were going to consume our resources and kill us. All these things are getting us aware of the possibility of these technologies being out there. And on top of that, there's a video on our website, a U.S. military official documentary that was filmed in Australia with the Australian networks there, preparing for a false flag alien invasion. And that is not a movie. That is just a news item, which, you know, is even better than a movie because it's right in your face.
Well, let me jump in here. We're about out of time. Take about 30 seconds. Tell us about your book, The Cosmic Conspiracy.
Well, The Cosmic Conspiracy was first I've written the first 200 pages of it in 1978, and it deals with my work with the Black Ops project under Dr. Teller, where we were developing advanced anti-gravity technology and flying saucers, and how I broke with them, and how I found out that they were connected to the Illuminati. And then the third part of the book tells about the steps I took, and then I advise anyone else to take that hasn't done it to become saved through Jesus Christ. Then the last part, with the fourth part of it, is appendices, where I've added things over the years which were important to looking at the world situation today.
God bless you. Thank you for being on. We'll have to have you back again.
Thank you, Stan.
Once again, folks, we've been talking with Stan Deo. If you'd like to have his book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, call your Prophecy Club, 785-266-1112. That's 785-266-1112. Ask for The Cosmic Conspiracy. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers and your gifts of support. God bless. Now, from the Prophecy Club, some exciting opportunities for you. While a prophetic oil cannot say we know the exact location to find oil in Israel, we do believe that the Bible does promise that oil will be found in Israel. And our goal is to go and see if we can find the oil in Israel, and to use the proceeds to win thousands upon thousands of souls to Christ. To find out more about our vision, call 877-OIL-ISRAEL or 877-645-4772. There is no guarantee of results. In the Steve Quayle gift offer, you get angels and fallen angels, the sexual corruption of the human race. Daniel says they will mingle their seed with humans, and Joel says they'll fall on a sword and not be wounded. And in Weather Wars, it explains how weather can be manipulated with technology. Hotter summers, droughts, famines, lightning fires, torrential rains, flooding, mudslides, winter storms, they're all being manipulated and used as weapons. In Genesis 6 Giants, it provides picture proof that super hybrid giants exist today, and it explains their past and their plans to destroy humanity. Angel Wars will tell you that genetics, nanotechnology, and robotics are here now, making super soldiers, terminators, demon robots, wormholes, and stargates. Long Walker's Return of the Nephilim puts the whole picture together in one exciting fictional book, normally $155. Get all five books for a gift of just $125. Ask for the Steve Quayle gift offer. Call 785-266-1112 or go online to prophecyclub.com. That's the Steve Quayle gift offer, 785-266-1112 or prophecyclub.com. Is it possible that an ancient harbinger holds the secret of America's future? That this mystery lies behind everything from 9/11 to the collapse of the global economy? Are the ancient harbingers of judgment now manifesting in America? Is God sending America a prophetic warning of what is to come? Before its destruction as a nation, ancient Israel received 9 harbingers, prophetic omens of warning. The same 9 harbingers now appear to be manifesting in America with immediate ramifications for end-time Bible prophecy. Hidden in an ancient biblical prophecy from Isaiah, the mysteries revealed in the harbinger are so precise that they foretold recent American events down to the exact day. The revelations are so specific that even the most hardened skeptics find it hard to dismiss. It sounds like a plot out of a Hollywood thriller, but it's real. Topics are, what is a harbinger? What are the 9 harbingers? What did the harbingers bring to Israel? Have 9 harbingers hit America now? Was 9/11 America's first harbinger? Does Isaiah 9:10 prophesy the fall of America? Does the harbinger involve some of America's highest leaders? Does the Shemitah have a prophecy for America? Is there a harbinger, a prophetic warning hidden in America's consecration ground? How the harbinger fits into end-time Bible prophecy. Call the Prophecy Club. Ask for the harbinger, 785-266-1112. The harbinger, 785-266-1112. Call now.